IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
Viewpoints.
With the presence of different scholars.
The presence of different scholars. IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. Welcome back to IRIB English Radio. And once again, we are here again. We have the opportunity to be at your service. I am Beta, and I am the host of today's episode of the program Viewpoint. And today with me, there are two dear guest speakers, Brother Ali and Sheikh Rouhani. Welcome back to studio.
Alaikum assalam
warahmatullahi. Alaikum assalam warahmatullahi.
Thank you for...
Thank you very much for inviting us.
Given me the pleasure to be here with me. So, you know, I have a belief life is not supposed to be easy. And there is a verse about this issue, which is لَقَدْ أَخَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدْ, or we created humankind in difficulty. So life is full of difficulties and examinations that we have to go through according to our talents and abilities and skills that we have. And in this long road, we need something to use as a tool to, make it easier. And one of these beautiful things and one of these strong tools that we have as Muslims is dua or supplication. And actually, I'm going to recite a part of a beautiful supplication, then we're going to go throughout the details of our topic. O Allah, clean away all forms of evil from my heart. O Allah, clean my heart and remove everything that displeases you. O Allah, clean my heart of every form of bitterness, hard feelings, and jealousy. O Allah, reliever of anxiety, remover of distress, dispeller of grief, remove my anxiety, distress, and dispel from me my sadness. And may Allah accept all our prayers and all our supplications and du'as. And according to this explanation and definition for du'a, I think the focus is much more on the personal and individualistic parts of the du'a. But there should be a kind of social aspect and influence of du'a in our religion and in total in spiritual perspectives. So what do you think about this social aspect of du'a, Sheikh Rouhani?
Yes, of course, we have some of the du'as that we are actually advised to say those du'as in a congregational form.
Yeah.
We should, together, we make those kind of du'as. For example, in the holy month of Ramadan, or for example, in some special months of like middle of Sha'ban, or Rajab, or Eid al-Adha, Eid al-Fitr, for example, the first day of Muharram. And even we are ordered to pray our prayers in congregational form. So that's why Islam looked very seriously upon the places where you can together or gather with each other and then make your prayers or say your prayers and make du'as, like Masjid al-Haram, like, for example, Karbala, or other specific places in which you can go and together you can say the prayers or du'as. So that's why the du'a itself is also, we are ordered to say our du'as in, let's say, congregational form. This is one lesson that we can take from du'as, that if you together make du'a or pray du'a, then that would be more, let's say, acceptable or more possibly to be accepted by Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the other point is that in many ahadith and riwayat, we are ordered to make du'a for the others, not ourselves.
Yeah.
For example, we have a narration from the Lady Zahra salamullahi alayha, that Imam al-Hassan, son of this lady, narrates that I listened to du'as of my mother during the night. At the end of the night, I asked my mother that, why didn't you make any du'a for yourself? And the Lady Zahra salamullahi alayha said that awwal jar thumma dar. So you have to first make du'a for the others. And also we have in a hadith that if you ask or make du'a for the others, that would be more highly possible, that is highly possible to be accepted. But if you make individually du'a for yourselves, it might not be accepted, you know. So this kind of social aspect of du'a is really significant in Islam. That, for example, in Dua Kumail, it is said that it's better to gather in a place, or Dua Nutbah, for example, or Dua Joshan Kabir, or many other du'as, Islam says that you have to gather in a place, particularly in masajid. And masajid is not only for the prayer, it's a place for du'a as well. So Islam says that it's better to go to the masjid and together make du'a. It is, sometimes it is very much highly possible that in that gathering there are some people who are true mu'mins, who are true believers, their du'a might be accepted and not yours, you know?
Yeah.
That's why it is said about one of the servants of Imam al-Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam. In our traditional sources, we see that there were people who were trying, many times went to outside the city to ask, they wanted to perform the prayer of, what is that, raining, salatul, what is that called, raining, when the people ask for rain, you know. They gather and a special prayer is that you have to perform, and then you have make you should make du'a. A man says that many times we did that, but there was no any raining. Once one of the servants of Imam Sajjad alayhi wasalam accompanied us to that place, and he was with us, and I saw that after the prayer this servant moved aside, and I saw him that he was prostrating and crying and shouting, and then asking for the from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the raining. In that specific day, we saw that our du'a was accepted because of the servant of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam. So that's why it's really important to make du'a in a congregational form together with the other people, because for jama'ah, for when there is a gathering, of course, it is highly possible that the du'a of those people will be accepted. Yeah. As compared to individually making du'a. So that's why socially talking, again, du'a is significant. Of course, as you rightly mentioned, it has different dimensions. Of course, one of the dimensions of this du'a or supplication in Islam is performing du'a in a congregational form. That is much more better.
Thank you, Sheikh Rouhani, for your clarification about the social aspect and perspective with du'a. But another thing that comes to my mind when talking about du'a is about a verse in Holy Quran, which I'm not sure about the true actually words. But the gist of that verse was that some people have their faith on edge. They are like some people who are sure, when they are sure that nothing will happen, they will forget about Allah Almighty. And when they are in need, they will go for du'a, prayings, and the remembrance of Allah Almighty. So if du'a is asking for what we are in need of, then you have to go through that process whenever you're in need. Then, I mean, there is no kind of spiritual purification in that actually action. So what do you say about these?
Look, I think we need to correct the mentality or the question itself first.
Yeah.
Because du'a is not necessarily to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us anything. I mean, though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, "Ud'uni astajib lakum," that is, ask me so that I give you.
Yeah.
But du'a, as I said earlier, is to establish a relationship between the creator and created. So in this relationship, you might not necessarily ask for anything. You may ask for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. I mean, ask for the meeting of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. That is, which is the goal of this creation, the reason that this universe was created for. So I want to say that this du'a is not necessarily just to ask anything, for example, material or spiritual, though it can be.
Yeah,
I mean, though we can include all these things in our du'as and supplications, but we need to strengthen our relation with the created. Look, let me give you an example to make it more tangible to be understood and make it closer to understanding. Though it's not a good comparison, what we call it, qiyas ma'al faraq, but it is good to know when you cannot see, for example, a person who created a car to be totally disconnected with each other, for example.
Yeah.
So this car that was created by this company needs to be in touch. For example, this company tells you that this car needs fuel in this circle. So you cannot disconnect with this creator totally. So these instructions are needed up until the time that it is going to move and to drive, right? So we need to strengthen this relationship. This is the purpose of creation, to be in touch with the one that has created us.
Yeah. Thank you, Brother Ali, for your explanation. So, Sheikh Rouhani, there are some times that our dua are, you know, have some kind of materialistic tinge, okay? We are praying for having something materialistic, okay? Like, for example, Allah Almighty, I want money, so I'm praying for money. So, is there any kind of a spiritual point here in this specific situation or not?
You know, we are dependent on Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, both spiritually and materially, you know, and physically even.
Yeah.
This physical body that we have, it is bestowed to us by Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whatever this body needs, again, that should be provided. In reality, it should be provided by Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's why, essentially, basically, there's no any problem with asking, for example, even the material needs that sometimes we might be in need of. Actually, essentially, or basically, there's no problem with that. The point is that, of course, we shouldn't ask haram things or forbidden things, you know, prohibited things in Islam. But the things that are allowed, that are there is no problem with them jurisprudentially, for example, there's no problem. We can ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But of course, it is better to ask best things from Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why we have lots of, for example, beautiful du'as from A'imma alayhim salatu wasalam. They teach us that how should we make du'a? What are some of the manners of du'a? For example, how should we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Let me mention, for example, some of the points that are mentioned in our, let's say, riwayat or hadith, saying that you have to call Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by His best names, you know, by His beautiful names, Asma'ul Husna.
Yeah.
These are, the, for example, the way, the manners that you should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or, for example, you should ask Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala beseechingly and in secret. That's really important. That is necessary to call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have to be always God. You have to always ask Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with hope. Always be hopeful that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fulfill, will provide you whatever you need. So these are the things that we are taught by our riwayat and hadith to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala this way. And of course, how to ask, what to ask, where to ask, when to ask, you know, these are all important in du'as.
Exactly.
Though, as it is rightly mentioned by our respected guest, that of course, our brother Ali, that we can ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala anytime, any place, anyway.
Exactly.
But of course, if someone wants to make a better du'a, of course, better places, better times, better manners, better ways should be observed in du'a.
Thank you.
May I add one more point to the beautiful explanations of the...
Little
okay, sure. Very, yeah. Very, short, very okay. Brief. Look, there is nothing wrong with asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for material things, and even parallel to the spiritual du'as that we have been learning from the sources of du'a like Sahifat al-Sajada, the du'as that we usually find in the books of du'a like Mafatih al-Jannah, we even see from the infallible imams, from the Ahlul Bayt themselves, that they tell us how to ask for material things as well. Look, in du'a Aliyat al-Madamin, Imam tells us how to ask for the for increase and abundance of your sustenance, for your risk to be increased, right?
Exactly.
So this quite material thing that Imam asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase our sustenance and may Allah increase our sustenance. And whoever reads and recites this dua actually is doing a sort of material request from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there is nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
We can ask everything from Allah except what the respected Sheikh referred to as haram things.
Yeah, I know. Thank you, Sheikh Rouhani and Brother Ali, for being with me in this episode. So, dear listeners, may Allah actually accept all of the best du'as that you are making. And may Allah bless all of us. Thank you for listening to us in this episode of Viewpoint. It was all the time we had. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum wa salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Show that you're the one who cares. so close, everyone will say, please save me, accept al-Habib. Ummati, Ummati, يقولها لنا يوم القيامة. أمتي أمتي يقولها شفاعة أنا لها أنا لها.